We're on the top of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Kama haya gavoa la'ayin haya nota. So they asked the Edim how high was the moon over the horizon, and not in actual terms, but how did it look to you? And which way was it turning? Tana chada l'tzpon l'dvarav kayamin. They said the moon was facing north, then that's good edus. L'drom alo amar klum. South is obviously can't be. L'tanya ipcha l'drom l'dvarav kayam l'tzpon alo amar klum. We have a price that's just the opposite, that if they said it was to the north, then it's nothing, and south is good edus. L'kashya kan be mosachama, kan be mosakshomin. Rashi explains, kan be mosachama, kan be mosakshomin. In the summer, when the days are long, then the sun sets in the northwestern corner of the sky. The sun goes out in the northeast in a long day and sets in the northwest. And in a short day, the winter days, the sun rises in the southeast and sets in the southwest. And in Nisan and Tishrei, when the days are equal, there the sun rises in mid-eastern sky and sets in the mid-western sky. Tkufas Nisan Hayom Valayla Shovin. Chamayotzis bechatzim mizrach, umhaleches chatzim mizrach, v'chol dorom. So when the days are, and the nights are equal, the sun rises in the mid-east. It goes half to the east, and then the entire south, the chatzim mare, the shokas, and then goes half into the west, and sets. So it rises in the mid-sky east and mid-sky west. Ubalayla soveves lamala min ha'kipa chatzim mare v'chot sofen v'chatzim mizrach v'zorachas. At night does the same thing, goes the other, around again. So it goes half of the west, right, from south to north, and then all the north side, northward, and then it gets to the east and goes back to the middle and comes up again in the middle. As the days get longer or shorter, it goes more towards the south or more towards the north in the morning. And the same thing, it sets in the evening more towards the north or more towards the south when on the either side of the even days. And that's the way it goes. As the days get longer, it goes more towards the north, and as the days get shorter, it goes more towards the south. And when it gets to back again to the longest days, it rises in the extreme northeast corner of the sky, and it goes through all three sides of the heaven, and it sets in the northwest corner of the sky. And then the days start to get shorter, and it goes again towards the south. Then the opposite, as it rises towards the south more in the morning and sets more towards the south little by little in the evening until the shortest days come. And the shortest days, it's in the extreme southeast in the morning and southwest in the evening. And again, when it reaches the Tkufas Tishrei, it's equal days, it rises in mid-east and mid-west. Tufas Tishrei yotze v'chatzi mizra v'shokas v'chatzi mare v'ayom v'alay l'shovin v'od mosheches v'holeches l'tzad dorom ad Tkufas Teves v'oso hayom yotze v'kerem mizrachis dromis v'shokas v'kerem dromis marovis v'shom v'eluch nimsheches l'achorel l'tzad sofon l'zrichosa u'mar behiluch l'tzad sofon ma'at v'shokas. And then the opposite again goes throughout the whole year. Right, in the longer days, it's coming up in the north, more towards the north, and in the shorter days, more up towards the south. And two times a year, when the days and nights are equal, Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tishrei, then it comes up in the middle of the east or middle of the west, or sets in the middle of the west. Nimtza b'yemos hachama malechus rov ruach marovis lefnei shkiyosa upanim kula. And therefore, in what's it called, in the summertime, when the days are long, the sun sets in the northwest quadrant of this of the sky. So it sets in the southwest quadrant of the sky. The moon is always, by a new moon, in the southwest. Because you'd only see it right before sunset or right after sunset, because it's too small to be seen otherwise, because the sun overshadows it, I don't know if it overlights it, whatever. And therefore, the moon is only seen in the southwest corner. Hilkach b'yemosak shomin, and therefore, in the winter, she'en acham nechneses lamarav, ela b'shkiyasa, halavana kodemes l'toch hamarav, nimtzeis levana b'tzofa. Right. So then, in the winter, the moon is always to the north of the, what's it called, of the sun. Because the sun is more towards the south, and the moon is always in the southwest corner, so it's to the north of the sun. Uviyamos hacham ashacham v'marav harbe he kodemis halavon the barov chadosh v'tzad sofon nimtzis levon the bedorim. And in the summertime, the moon is to the south of the sun because the sun is in the extreme north, so the moon is always to the south. So therefore, if the Edim in the summertime said that the moon was to the south of the sun, their Edis is okay. But if they said it was to the north of the sun, it's not going to be good. And the opposite will be in the wintertime. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Echad Omer Gavoa Beis Mardos. One said it appeared to be two, what's it called? What? Axe? Goads? Ox goads? Okay. Mardeya, okay, is okay, so it was two sticks high in the sky. That's how it looked. The echadom were gimel, and one said it was three. Edusan kayemis, because people make a mistake between two and three. One, it was really like two and a half, and one said it was two, and one said it was three. Echadom were gimel, the echadom were hey, edusan betela. But if one said three and one said five, we don't assume that it was four and they both made a mistake of one. Right? Because we're not told of the mistake in both of them, per se. And therefore, what's it called? Edus is no good. So one of them made a mistake of two, and it can't be two. Avam mitstar from Edus Acheris. But we don't consider them liars, right? And therefore, they can mitstarif to another Edus of somebody who says similar to them. And they can make Edus with somebody else. Okay. Rashi. One of them can mitzarif with another aid who says the same height as he said. Okay, and Tosfos discuss why don't we see that one of them is lying for sure. It's machlokus whether if you have aidim achishim, if they could be kosher for other aidis, or they're a suffix, one of them is lying, so bahade aide shakre lomale. But here, lechora, they're not lying. Right, just they made a mistake in how to gauge the moon. Tana Rabbanan, Ra'inu b'mayim, Ra'inu b'ashoshes. We saw the reflection of the moon in water, or we saw it in a glass. Some say it means a mirror. Ra'inu b'ovin, or we saw it in the clouds, the reflection of the moon. We didn't see it clearly. Ein ma'idin elav. Then it's not good because maybe it's not the moon. Maybe it's the reflection of other light or of a cloud or whatever. Chetzio b'mayim, chetzio b'avim. We saw half of it in the clouds and half of it the reflection in the water. Chetzio b'ashoshis, ein ma'idin olav. Right? Where it says, what's the chiddush? If you didn't saw all of it, it's no good. Surely if you only saw half of it. Hashde kulu amers lo, chetzio miboya, elohachi komar. Chetzio b'mayim, chetzio b'rukiyah. We saw half the moon reflected in the water, but the other half we saw in the sky. Chetzio ba'ovim, chetzio berakia. Same thing. We saw half the moon, half over here doesn't mean half of the total moon, because we're talking about a new moon. But half of that crescent, lengthwise, we saw in the clouds and half in the sky. Or chetzio ba'shoshis, chetzio berakia. Ein me'idin. Still no good. Rashi. Re'inu b'mayim, toch nor o'mayim, re'inu demusa shalavana. We saw the reflection in the water. Ba'avim, yom ha'ma'uninho, it was a cloudy day. Re'inu me'ira derech ovyo shalav. We saw the light of the moon coming through the clouds, but we didn't actually see the tzur of the moon. Ashoshis, kandila is a lantern. But again, some say ashoshis over here means a mirror. So, Lamaisa, even if they saw half of it in the sky, but the other half was, we were afraid they're making a mistake, and it was some other light, and they confused it with the moon. Tan Rabbanan, Ra'inuhu v'shuv lo Ra'inuhu. We saw it, and then we didn't see it. Ein ma'idin alav. Right, so it's no good. Gemara says, Kol hachi chazu lo v'azli. They have to see it constantly. They have to see it once. What's the difference if they didn't see it, right? If they saw it once, it's good enough. We saw it, we weren't being mechavin to look, and we happened to see the moon. And then when we looked, the kavana, to see it, we couldn't find it. So then we say that the first time, since they weren't mechavin, probably they got mixed up with some other light. Right? Originally, since they weren't mechavin, that they were looking at the moon, they saw some other light, and then when they looked to see the moon, that light already disappeared, and there was no moon anymore. It wasn't the moon. Rashi. Kol hachi chazu v'azli bitmiya. Me'achri sharau lam lo yedav. They saw it once. Why can't they give edus? Why do they have to see it constantly? V'chila olam hem tshichim v'roso. Midatenu kedei lo yedav. Originally we saw it, and we didn't have in mind to bedafka see it to be made. Right? We just noticed by accident that there was a moon there. And then when we looked, Medavka, so we could be Medayik and be Meyed, exactly how high it was, and all the other Shilas, we couldn't find it anymore. Kovisa di'iva, eagle shall av lova. Maybe what they saw was a round, white cloud that looked like the moon. Okay. Mishnah. Rosh Beizdin omer mekudish, v'chol ha'am oni machra mekudish mekudish. Right, the Rosh Beizdin, when they accept the testimony, And it stims with their cheshbon, so they declare that day Rosh Chodesh, right? And it has to be in the daytime. So the Rosh Basin says Mekudesh, and everybody answers Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Bein shenira bismano, bein shalon nira bismano, mekashin also. It doesn't make a difference if the Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day or the 31st day. They're always Mekadesh the Chodesh. Basin says Mekudesh. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, im lo nira bismano, im mekashin also, shekvar kitshu shamayim. If they didn't appear on the 30th day, so then automatically it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, the 31st day, they don't say Mekudesh on the 31st day. They only say Mekudesh if Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day. Because Kitshu Shamayim, and we learned before that they don't say officially Mekudesh, but Beis Din still has to be Mekabel Edim that day or whatever, and they have to declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. Right, so the shluchim don't go out until they hear that. So there's something that they hear. Right, so even according to the Mandi Omer, says that you're not mekadesh it when it's a 30 day month previous, and Rosh Chodesh is the 31st day, but there is some kind of announcement. It's not just stam; they don't do anything. Rashi, Rosh Beizin Omer Mekudesh. Okay, the Gemara is going with it. Rosh Beizin, Menani Mile. How do we know the Rosh Beizin says Mekudesh and everybody answers Mekudesh, Mekudesh? Omer Abchia Bar Gamda, Omer Rabbi Yossi Ben Shol, Omer Rebbe, Omer Krov, Aydaber Moshe Smoadi Hashem. Mikan Shirosh Beizin, Omer Kudesh. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Rosh Beizin, and he said, Aydaber Moshe Smoadi Hashem, and Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed, right? And all the Moadim are totally in Kiddush HaChodesh, so you have to have a Dibur. The Dibur is Mekudesh. The chol ha'am only makra mekudish mekudish minolan amar apop amar krosh your tikru osam right kori be atem you now say it and what's it called and tikru is lashon rabbi so now say something what he said you say it twice from that nachmi it's amar elahim moadai heim yomru moadai elahim moadai the Haim, even though the Haim really is going on the Moadim. But Eila Haim Moadai. They should say, in other words, the people who answer should answer Moadai, Mekudish, Mekudish, Trezim Nilamali, Dechsib Mikroi Kodesh. So it says Mikroi Kodesh. Twice. Right? It's plural. Rashi, Mikroi Kodesh, Trezim Nimashma. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, Omer, Im Lo Nira Bismani Mekadshin also. So Tanakama holds that you're Mekadish both a Chosser and a Moli. In other words, whether Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th or 31st day, and Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says you're only Mekadesh a Chosser when the Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day. Tanya, Plimo, Omer, Bismano ain't Mekadshin also, Shalom Bismano Mekadshin also. Plimo says just the opposite of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. You're only Mekadesh a Moli on the 31st day. You're not Mekadesh a Chosser when the Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day. Rav Lozer of Shimon Omer, Ben Kachu, Ben Kachi Mekadshin also. And Rav Lozer of Shimon holds a fourth day, you're never Mekadesh. Shenemar, V'kidashna V'shnasach HaMishim, Shonim Ato Mekadesh, V'yato Mekadesh Chadoshim. You only V'kidash them, you only have to declare Kodesh the Yovel, 50th year. But months, you don't declare Kodesh. So we have four shitas. You're always Mekadeshit, you're never Mekadeshit, you're Mekadesh only a Chasa or only a Mali. Omri Bihud Omri Shmuel, Halacha Rav Elazar Rav Tzaddik. The Halacha is like Rav Elazar Rav Tzaddik, that if you're only Mekadesh a Chasa or not a Mali, only the 30th day are you Mekadesh, the 31st day is automatically Mekudesh Min HaShemayim. Omri Abaya, Afanan Nomi Tanina, Ra'u Beis Din V'chol Yisrael. Nechkru ho'edim v'lo espikul omer mekodesh. Next parak, right? Beis Din saw the moon, or all of Klal Yisrael saw it. And they already were choker the edim. And they were ready v'lo espikul omer mekodesh ad shech shecha. But they didn't have time to actually declare it Rosh Chodesh, to say mekodesh, till it got dark. Harezem ober. We're talking on the 30th day. They didn't have a chance to declare the month on the 30th day. And now it's already the night of the 31st, so it's automatically mu'ober. Right, it's farfala. And we said, even though the Rambam holds that you Mekadesh the Chodesh Lamafreya, so why don't they just do it now backwards? But they didn't do that unless they absolutely had to. But otherwise, they didn't take that option. They could be Mekadesh Lamafreya, they didn't have to. So even though all the Edom came, whatever, when we get to that parable, we'll speak about it a little bit more. Okay. Mu'uber in Mekudesh Lo. It's mashma that it's automatically mu'uber and they're not Mekadesh. It's not that now they're Mekadesh for the next day. They're not Mekadesh at all. Where it says, Lo, mu'uber it's Tzarichale. Sokadai t'chamin o'choyel v'ra'u be'yisdim v'chol Yisrael ifarsimo v'lo la'vru'a kamashmala. I might think that since they already had Chakira Sa'idim and everybody saw it, that now they can't make it in Mu'uber. They have to. They already is considered, since everybody knows about it, it's considered already that Rosh Chodesh was the first day. No, since they didn't say Mekudesh, it's not the first day. According to the Rambam, the Gemara's Teretz is very good. The Havamina was, and now she's Mekadesh of the Mafreya. Have to be Mekadesh of the Mafreya. Right? But according to other Rishonim, we'll see that the Havamina is that since everybody knows about it, that should take the place of Mekudesh. You shouldn't need the Mekudesh to make it Rosh Chodesh. Rashi. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik Omer, Bizmano ain't Mekadeshin also, Sheino Tzorech Chizuk. The Svara of why you're not Mekadeshin if it's on the 30th day, because it doesn't need any Chizuk, because it's, what's it called, the Edom came, whatever, and they Bedavka making that first day Rosh Chodesh, that's strong enough to make it Rosh Chodesh. Mu'uber in the Mashmich Sheikha Nisaber. Mashma, that automatically it becomes mu'uber, and you don't need to say anything, right? So it's a raya to Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik. Moshe says, no, it's no raya. It just means that I might think that you can't make it mu'uber. Can't even mekadesh it then. Yeah, that it's automatically mekodesh the first day, since everybody knew about it, kamash mo'ad. Avo mekodesh lo, k'toni, harizem mekadesh l'mocher. Where it says, Mu'uber it's Tzarich Lei, Kolomer, La'olam L'mocher Boy Kiddush. Next day, Basin has to Mekadesh. V'haydalo Tanya, why didn't it say then? Why didn't it say Harezeh Mu'uber? Why didn't it say Harezeh Mekodesh? Mishum dit Tzarich Lashmina Mu'uber. They have to say that the Kiddush is for that next day. T'hoel v'zman ra'u, Solka Daitach Lo Lebrua. I might think that since everybody saw it, that you can't make it anymore a Chodesh Mu'uber. The Itana Harizah Miskadish Lamacher Havi Aminala Olamioma Kama Misaknina Moadoseha. That if it said, what's it called, Mekudesh, I might think that it's Mekudesh from the day before. That's what it means. That we count the Moadim from the day before. Okay. And even the Rambam, Taka, they say that even if you're Mekadesh the Chodesh L'mafreya, that doesn't mean that Rosh Chodesh L'mafreya became the other day. Rosh Chodesh Taka was the second day. But you start counting the Moadim from the first day. Okay. Demus Suros Levona, Hoyulolorum Gamliel, Batavlo, Vakosul Balioso, Shabahan Maris had Yotos, Baomer Hakazero, Iso Kazet. Rav Gamliel had pictures of the moon, right, on a tablet, on his wall. And used to show the Aiden, did it look like this, did it look like that? And the Gemara is going to discuss how he was allowed to make pictures of the moon. That's the whole next Amud, is this halacha of not making losasun iti, not making pictures of people or different, making things similar to the Beis HaMikdash, a seven-branched menorah. That we'll spend time on Sunday learning.